Yeah, that's an excellent question, because to me, the idea that we have identical designs that show up in organisms that are not related to each other or distantly related to each other in an evolutionary sense is deeply problematic to the evolutionary paradigm, because given the nature of evolution's mechanisms, unguided, undirected, historically contingent, it should never repeat. Or if it repeats, it should be very rare. But the example of the eye in octopi and squid that's identical to the vertebrate camera eye is just one example of what's called convergence. There's many, many, many examples. In my book, The Cell's Design, I document over 100 instances of convergence in biochemical systems. There's no way that level of convergence should be present if evolution is the way to explain the diversity of life. For me, convergence represents a failed prediction of the evolutionary paradigm and is one reason why I think it's completely reasonable to reject evolution as an explanation for life.